Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Equities, Laura, but the takeaway here, a little change. We've got 43 minutes to go ahead of the close. This update brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Now, right over to the first word breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. Here is Bill Maloney.
And good afternoon, Charlotte. Like you said, main U.S. averages are a little changed right now, with the Dow currently down 2 points, S&P's drop a point, and the Nasdaq is also lower by two. The small cap 600 falls 3 points, and the U.S. 10 yield at 2.38%. 7 out of 11 S&P sectors are trading lower, led by losses in materials, healthcare, and real estate. Energy and technology led. Nasdaq Biotechs were hit hard, falling 2%. Transports are also weak, falling 1%. Semis are down 4 points, and the VIX fell as much as 8.3% to the lowest since 2007. Leaders to the upside in the Dow are Apple, ExxonMobil, and Home Depot, while DuPont, Goldman Sachs, and Intel led to the downside. After earnings, Newell Brands rose 12%. Coach climbed 5% after its deal for Kate Spade, while Tyson's Foods fell 6.5% after its results. Marriott reports after the bell. Live from the First Break News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All right, thank you very much. We'll have Marriott when they check in after the bell. We have got the S&P down just about a point right now. To hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg type squawk, SQUAWK on your terminal. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie Pellett, thank you so much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser along with Corey Johnson, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
I'm not going to jump right on top of Steely Dan. Paul Brennan, our Boston-born producer, brings me some Steely Dan, and I'll let him go. Muhammad Ali joins us, regular guest CEO of Carbonite, joins us here on site at the Boston Convention and the Exhibition Center. Muhammad, good to see you. We saw you last week, in fact, in New York briefly. But I want to talk to you about net neutrality and the issues around the FCC going back on their decision, a new FCC, going back on the decisions under President Obama and Tom Wheeler's FCC to have some rules of the road about net neutrality and sort of the fairness and the way things are presented. I'm curious about your role. I can play both sides of this, so I'll take the opposite side,
okay,
which is not actually what I agree with. But there's an argument that says, hey, if Netflix and YouTube are responsible for most of the traffic on the Internet, why shouldn't they be paying their way?
Well, first of all, I have to say it's great to see you, Corey.
Always
and
pleasure.
Even if you want to do every week, I'm fine with it.
That's what I'm doing. What it was for.
And you too, Carol. So it's not about Netflix and YouTube, really. A few weeks ago, we had 14 companies come together, CEOs, general counsels at Carbonite. And these companies actually represent almost $1 trillion worth of value in this one room. And Net neutrality, if it's eviscerated, like the chairman wants to do, affects all of our companies. So companies like Carbonite, that does data protection for 100,000 businesses over the Internet, we live on the Internet. TripAdvisor lives on the Internet. Wayfair lives on the Internet. Even iRobot, the robots that connect to...
Which you're on the board of.
Yes, I'm on the board of. That's right. GE, the Industrial Internet of Things, it runs on the Internet. We are creating jobs. Our company doubled from 2 years ago. We created hundreds of jobs. All these companies are creating jobs. The Internet is actually the new substrate of innovation. And throughout history, whenever there's been this ubiquitous infrastructure that's required for innovation, historically our government has actually stepped in and said, we're going to make this an even a fair playing field. Done it twice. 1890, the railroads were charging little companies exorbitant amounts of money to put their stuff on the railroads. The government stepped in, 1890, Sherman Antitrust Act. Then in 1934, they did the same thing for copper wires. Today, we're doing it for fiber and the Internet. And the Internet is young, and we cannot stifle it just to give an advantage to five companies.
What do you think or what might happen if it is stifled?
Well, so these 14 companies that I mentioned, creating lots of jobs. We have 7 million companies in America creating jobs, and many of them are doing it on the Internet now. So as my colleague CEO from iRobot said, this will kneecap innovation. And he's a guy who knows a lot about innovation.
So? I mean, why, you know, doesn't the Comcast and the AT&Ts of the world who are providing Internet access know that they need the Internet to work? They don't want to step on top of that?
No, they of course they want the Internet to work, but they want the Internet to work for their advantage, right? They want to get into the businesses that Carbonite is in. They want to control the bandwidth. So somebody from Microsoft was at our event, and she actually had a really great description of what could happen. So today, you guys are here in Boston. This is the heart of drug discovery. And how do we do drug discovery? Massive compute. We model all these molecules in ways that nobody's thought of. And it depends on these massive server farms inside of a potentially Microsoft Azure environment.
Mm-hmm.
And now these small companies, this guy down the street from my house, he started a company, got this huge server farm inside of Azure. He's modeling these drugs like you wouldn't believe. And he does not need Comcast or Verizon throttling his ability to access compute. Compute has been democratized by the Internet. And so what could happen is all of a sudden Comcast can control who can innovate.
Well, and I'm concerned from the media side of things that you've also got the ability of the cable providers like Comcast and Cox and only a handful of others to decide what media someone should consume or the price of that media. That they
right.
might favor Comcast right. on demand would be cheaper to provide than Netflix on demand or than the news that might be coming from some service like a CNN or even an Amazon.
Or a Bloomberg.
For example. But the argument on the other side says that there are actually diversity of ways, that there isn't only one cable provider for most people, that they can actually get stuff in mobile, and that when 5G comes around, they'll be able to get high-speed Internet from more than one provider, depending on where they are.
Sure, and we'd like to see as many providers out there. But, Corey, you live in New York. I live in a suburb of Boston. I don't have a lot of options, right? And so when you have just one or two or possibly three providers. And these providers are huge providers, and they can control who gets access. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and Carol, you know, maybe this is not a great analogy,
yeah.
but as a woman, you don't want there to be, you need laws in the books that says people don't discriminate. And this is sort of like that.
Oh. Picketing and choosing. Basically.
Well, Nabil Ali is the CEO of Carbonite. Great discussion and really important stuff. It's sort of amazing to go be right back here talking about these same issues just 2 years after it was decided by the
FCC. It's amazing.
You listen to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, We don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.